What are the Lakers doing? What's the plan right now? Right? How do you not get Tyronn Lue the coach? It just doesn't make sense. He was already planning on coming. And then they totally screw that. It just doesn't make any sense. So let's just start from the beginning, right? From all the way from the beginning. Jeannie Buss takes over the job and fires her brother, and everybody's celebrating, thinking that's going to be the best thing for the franchise. Okay? So everyone's feeling good. It's great. So then she brings on Magic Johnson, and that's supposed to be the guy that's going to get LeBron, get all these other guys to come, and bring the Lakers back to where they're supposed to be. For reasons that don't make any sense, they also bring Rob Pelinka, who is Kobe Bryant's, you know, ex-manager. But that, for what? What does he know about running a franchise? That just doesn't make any sense. But whatever. So everybody's just gonna go with it because Magic's there too. All right. So fast forward one season, and LeBron gets signed, but we all knew that LeBron was going there. So is that really something that we can give credit to the Lakers for? I'm not buying it. All right. So, but then after signing LeBron, they still had probably about $34, $35 million in cap space. And then they fill the roster with Lance Stephenson, JaVale McGee, Michael Beasley, and Rondo, okay? But then they let go of Brook Lopez and Julius Randle, who both had great years for the teams that they went to. So that just doesn't make any sense. So, but then, you know, you go with those guys into the season. It's actually going pretty good. You know, LeBron leading them to fourth place. And then Anthony Davis requests a trade, right? LeBron's hurt, team's not going good. Anthony Davis requests a trade 1 week before the deadline. So everyone knows that he wants to go to the Lakers. And then the Lakers start talking about it publicly, lowballing the Pelicans, doing all these things that just don't make any sense, right? So obviously the AD trade doesn't go through. The Lakers suck, miss the playoffs, losing to everyone. Everyone's hurt. Now Brandon Ingram has a blood clot issue that who knows what the future of that's going to be. Lonzo Ball, that was even a bad pick to begin with in the draft that you had Jason Tatum right there. So, but whatever, you picked him and now he's hurt again. So who knows what he's going to be. And then on the day of the last game, Magic quits out of nowhere. The guy that was supposed to save the team quits out of nowhere. The guy that brought LeBron quits out of nowhere, leaving the franchise at a really, really terrible place. It just doesn't. This is the Lakers that we're talking about, right? The Lakers have one of the most storied franchises in all of the NBA. All right, so they fire Magic. Well, Magic leaves, and then they don't hire a guy that's good at getting players to come, that's good at assembling a roster, right? One of the top executives from the Houston Rockets franchise just left and went to the Timberwolves. The Houston Rockets that are battling right now with the Golden State Warriors, why not get that guy to come run your franchise and bring it back to where it's going to be? No. Instead, they hire Kurt Rambis and his wife to pretty much run it behind the scenes, but not officially say that it's going to be us. It just doesn't make sense. Kurt Rambis Kurt Rambis used to be a coach, right? He was a coach for 2.5 seasons. And then 2.5 seasons, his record was 64-165. But that's the guy that's going to run your franchise. All right. Good luck with that. That just doesn't make sense. But whatever. So they're running the franchise. And now it's time to get a coach. So they really liked Monty Williams. They flew to Philly to meet them. And they offered him the job. And he was also considering a job from the Phoenix Suns. So this should be an easy choice, right? The Phoenix Suns, the worst team in the league, going nowhere slowly. Or the Los Angeles Lakers. You have LeBron James. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. He would have to take this job, right? He chose the worst team in the league over the Lakers. That should say a lot about where this franchise is going. Right? So if you go back probably a month ago, right? LeBron's getting all the blame for the team missing the playoffs. He came back from the injury and he still led them nowhere. LeBron sucks. Everyone knew he was never going to be able to lead the Lakers anywhere. And now fast forward to today, and LeBron's been not even in the conversation. People feel bad for LeBron now. Think that he should leave the Lakers because he doesn't deserve the craziness that's going on in the front office. So you don't get Monty Williams. And then you have a good opportunity to get Ty Lue. Ty Lue's led the Cavaliers to 3 straight finals, a championship in Cleveland that they haven't had in forever. So he should be the guy. He's the best guy that's available right now. You have to get that guy. So they meet with him and only offer him a 3-year deal. The standard contract for every coach is 5. They offered Monty Williams 5. They gave Luke Walton 5. And Luke Walton just got 5 from the Sacramento Kings. So everyone else gets 5 that don't even have half the accomplishments that Ty Lue has. So that right there, just that's like a shot at LeBron. I mean, you guys are saying that you tried, but did you really try to get Ty Lue, or you were fine with just saying, you know, we don't really need you anyway? But on top of that, they wanted Kurt Rambis, okay, the guy that's running the Lakers, to now be on his staff. What sense does that make? Why would he agree to that? If you hire a new coach, he brings in his own staff. That's number one. And then number two is they also wanted Jason Kidd to be on his staff as well. But Jason Kidd wasn't even a good regular coach. So why would I want him as an assistant coach? That doesn't make any sense. And why can't I pick my own staff if I'm Ty Lue? That just doesn't... Every coach gets to pick their own staff. Why would the Lakers do that if only they were just saying, we don't want Ty Lue anyway. So we're just going to make all these demands and we know he's going to turn it down. But just so that we can say that we tried to get him anyway. I don't know what the Lakers are doing. If I was LeBron, I would request a trade, most definitely. He doesn't have to end his career with all this crazy going around him. And he's still productive. He's put up great numbers coming off his injury. And the Lakers are going to mess all that up by not even having an official president. They don't have a president. They don't have a coach. So who's really running the franchise? And if I'm Kawhi Leonard, there's no way I'm going there. If I'm Kevin Durant, there's definitely no way I'm going there. They have to push all their chips into Kyrie Irving coming. Because if Kyrie doesn't come, now you're down to Kemba, maybe Tobias, Chris Middleton. Is that going to get you to the NBA Finals? I doubt it. And then Now you have to try to go get Anthony Davis, but who knows what type of market that's going to be. Kawhi Leonard went to Toronto and nobody thought he was going there. So the Lakers' plan right now looks real, real foggy. And if I'm LeBron, I'm in championship mode. I'm going into my last couple of years. I gotta get to the finals. So, and I can't waste that with all this nonsense that the Lakers are doing. Maybe they'll get it together.